John learned his lessons well. At another time, James and John met one who, while not an acknowledged follower of Christ, was casting out devils in his name. The disciples forbade the man to work and thought they were right. But Christ reproved them, "Do not forbid him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon after to speak evil of me." RSV. James and John thought they had in view Christ's honor, but they began to see they were jealous for their own. They acknowledged their error and accepted the reproof. John treasured every lesson and sought to bring his life into harmony with the divine pattern. He had begun to discern the glory of Christ, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John's affection for his master was not the cause of Christ's love for him, it was the effect of that love. Under the transforming love of Christ, he became meek and lowly. Self was hid in Jesus. Above all his companions, John yielded himself to the power of that wondrous life. His master's lessons were graven on his soul. When he testified of the Savior's grace, his simple language was eloquent with the love that pervaded his whole being. The Savior loved all the 12, but John's was the most receptive spirit. Younger than the others, with more of the child's confiding trust, he opened his heart to Jesus. Thus he came more into sympathy with Christ, and through him the Savior's deepest spiritual teaching was communicated to the people. John could talk of the Father's love as no other of the disciples could. The beauty of holiness which had transformed him shone with Christ-like radiance from his countenance, and fellowship with Christ became his one desire. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.